I ate a Caesar salad for lunch the other day. It was a little on the dull side, and someone in the back had a heavy hand with the dressing. I didn't like it much. So sue me. Those sorts of lawsuits actually happen. As silly as it may sound to those who hold the forks and not the shares in restaurants, there are those who've sued critics for publishing negative restaurant reviews. The New York Times reported last month that a restaurant in Philadelphia didn't much like the published word that it served expensive and disappointing food, including a soggy and sour chopped salad and a miserably tough and fatty steak. Today's special? A defamation lawsuit. Defamation, to quote a popular legal recipe, is a communication which has the tendency to so harm the reputation of another as to lower him in the estimation of the community or to deter third persons from associating with him. Put simply, if you say something that's nasty and false about someone else or someone else's business, you could soon face a defamation lawsuit. But most of these defamation restaurant review cases are thrown out of court faster than you can clean a greasy spoon. To count as defamation, a statement must not only be hurtful, but also provably false. Mere opinions are outside the reach of defamation law. After all, we're supposed to understand that a reviewer who complains of too much pepper may not like pepper as much as others like pepper. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Savory is on the taste buds of the reviewer. I assure you that it's only my opinion that a certain salad was dull and had a bit too much dressing. Of course, using the word opinion doesn't shield every statement from potential liability. See your local attorney for important distinctions. And consider the following reviews of restaurants from around the country. Weary well-wishers suggest that they freshen up the menu and their makeup. And some innocent scallops had been immersed in a sauce that tasted of nothing more than bouillon. And you'll regret everything you eat here, especially the BLTs. And a complaint that a fancy restaurant was nothing but a high-class fast food joint. In each case, the court sided with the restaurant critic and found the defamation claim half-baked. Restaurant reviews are the well-recognized home of opinion and comment, the courts have held, and therefore not actionable in court. So aggrieved chefs and restaurateurs must content themselves with the advice of one judge who reminded all that any publicity is good publicity. Along those lines, please remember that the law doesn't look too kindly on those who use a rolling pin as a weapon. I'm Amy Guida.